No, General. I'm still not convinced. We are both talking about the same tribal community, right? The large one to the southeast. I thought so. They're just a bunch of farmers, General, and they keep them to themselves because they know better. I highly doubt that they're willing or even have the capability to attack our territories. Spymaster, do you have anything to add? How was your scouts uncovered information that I'm not privy to? And there you have it, General. No one has any evidence to support your conspiracy theories. So put your warmongering aside and continue to focus on defending our borders. The matter is closed until new information dictates otherwise. You two may leave now, so I can speak with the finance minister. And, General, don't make the same mistake your predecessor did and authorise military action behind my back. It didn't end well for her. Good evening. Oh, God, those military officials are always spoiling for a fight. So tiresome. In any case, you had a report from me, Minister. About what? Ah, oh, the monthly taxation report. How could I have forgotten? Let's get it over with. Yes. Yes. Revenues are still rising. No surprise there. After all, numerous vassal states have pledged their allegiance to me. The amount of taxes collecting from male workers is still that low. Pitiful. We may need to create some incentive programmes and see if that boosts their workforce. Us women can only do so much ourselves. I'll call an audience with the Labour Secretary to go over possible options, perhaps later this week. Oh, it's getting time. It's getting late, Minister. You should take your leave. I have work that needs doing before I retire for the night. Good evening. That's enough going for one day. I have enough wrinkles, that is. You there? You there, Shield Maiden? Fetch the young prince from his quarters. I seek an audience with him. Ah, there you are. I didn't interrupt your study today. Good, good. All right, Shield Maiden, you may leave the throne room. The prince and I require a private audience. Shield Maiden, I do not recall asking for your opinion on the amount of security that I require. Now leave, and do not question my orders ever again. I have no issues sending you to the copper mines. The things I put up with. Now, kitten, where were we? Oh. I've missed you ever so much. Day in, day out, my subjects drive me crazy. Sometimes I wish I was a commoner, or at least a lesser noble. Oh, being with you is the only peace I get these days. I trust my guards have been treating you well. You've been here 7 months, but some of them still are not used to having a man having a higher station. Can't blame them. Such things are out the norm for this empire. Oh well, did you bring the plug I gave you? You're wearing it? Drop those trousers and let me see. Good boy. How does it feel? The glass is uncomfortable. I can have a silicone plug made for you. Good. I'm glad you've taken to it so quickly. One day I might have something bigger for you. Or perhaps, should I say, something bigger to use on you. Ah, but we'll save that one for another day. For now, I shall sit on my throne and let you eat me. Show me your loyalty once more and lift up my dress. Such an obedient little prince and so eager. Your devotion pleases me, my pet. Continue. Do you mind if I rest my legs on your shoulders? I'll take those muffled moans as a yes. Oh, it's a delight to see you enjoying this as much as I am. Yes, I shouldn't be far now. Keep the same pace. Oh, yeah, keep the same pace. Again. I am up. There. Oh, simply magnificent. Oh, yes. You performed your task admirably, my little prince. Those who serve the Empire deserve a reward of comparable measure. sit on my lap while I open up this dress a little bit. My breasts are quite lovely, aren't they? Still as perky and soft as the day you first saw them. They look even lovelier with your lips around them. And I'll take you in my hand as well. Does that feel good, sweetheart? My grip isn't too tight, isn't it? Good. Now just relax and suck on my breast. Oh, don't know about those whimpers, you know you're safe for me. Ah, your moans are so enchanting. You sound like an angel. Well, my little angel. Take a deep breath and come when you are ready. Tell me when you come in. Oh, tell me when you're close. Oh, are you close, baby? Are you close? Oh, good boy. That was a good boy. You look a bit chuggered out now. Just rest your head on my chest. Don't worry about the mess. The servants will tend to it. It's their purpose, after all. Meanwhile, your purpose is to be loved, dear prince. Do you love me? Good. I already know the answer, but it's always really nice to hear. Do you wish to stay a little while? I'll return to your quarters. Good choice. And don't worry, no one would dare disturb a private audience of mine. I know you were supposed to return home at the end of the year, but I want you to stay. You've become my most important advisor, and I don't want to lose that. Of course you'll be able to visit your homeland from time to time. I'm not looking to deprive you of your family. I would just hate the idea of you being far away. To risk losing you to someone else. Your choice is up to you, kitten. And you don't have to answer now. Even if you don't want to. Just think it over and let me know what your heart says. In the meantime. Let's kiss and cuddle. My lovely, amazing kitten. Your mum is so happy.